You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Okay. How does this start? Okay, campers, rise and shine, and don't forget your booties, because it's cold out there. Yeah, it's Groundhog's Day. Woohoo! Isn't that fun? I don't know. I don't think I ever really aspired to opening a radio show with that. But I do find it fascinating that when searching for a clip that I thought I'd play about Groundhog's Day, because, it's kind of fun. Great story, by the way. You probably already know it. I'm going to watch it a little bit later on today. Oh, hold on. Identification. You're listening to the Republic of Texas radio show. I'm your host, Steve O'Brien. Alan Crutcher is hanging in the wings for a second as I babble and tell you that it's Sunday, February the 2nd, 2020. Yeah, this is the 2020 edition, right? It has two twos and two zeros. It's also supposed to be an infamous, I don't know, how do you say that? It's supposed to be a special day because it's 2-2-2-0. Huh. Okay, that's a lot of, well, technically, if we were going with, about that. I like Groundhog's Day. It was an interesting movie about a man that grows and learns. And it's just wonderful, you know. So if you get a chance to see it, go ahead. And I even think it's on YouTube right now. So you can, but I haven't checked that. I got my own little copy sitting over here. Okay, enough with that. Groundhog's Day. Oh, let's bring Alan on before I go down the same rabbit trail. Alan, are you there?
Good morning, world. Yep, I'm here, Steve. And, I'd almost forgot that it was Groundhog's Day, and I guess in Texas here, since we don't have groundhogs, I guess a Texas groundhog is an armadillo, huh? So if the armadillo is going to see a shadow today, we're going to have more winter, huh? It's sunny out here.
Well, you don't have a Punxsutawney armadillo, right? Or he's not named Phil. And Ken just sent a message to me, Alan, because people are going, well, this day doesn't happen very often, and it's a strange day. I go, why is that? Because it's the same forward and backwards, but I look at it, and it doesn't look like, because technically you got 02-02-20-20. So I guess backwards it's 02-02-20-20. There you go. It's an inverted flip-flop day. We're heading into Groundhog's Day. What do you think?
Kind of strange. It'd be nice if we were around on 2-2-22-22. That would be different, wouldn't it?
Dang old, my friend. Dang old. Or not, right? Maybe we find a wormhole. You can find anything around here, it seems. But this year, Groundhog's Day is a little bit different. Yeah, I've been out in your neck of the woods. And, you know, it's strange that there wasn't a lot of armadillos when I first moved to Texas about 11 years ago. I'm told that it was the fire ants took out that population for a bit.
Yeah, everything kind of learned to live with them. The fire ants kind of settled out. They found the areas that they liked, you know, the right humidity and everything in the soil. So they've kind of evened out. You know, they weren't, when they first came through, man, you couldn't take a step without stepping on a fire ant mound. So they've kind of evened out. You know, the jackrabbits are starting to come back, the cottontails a little bit. Everything's kind of learned where they can and can't dig their holes and have their families live. So, yeah, things have evened out a little bit, but still it's an invasive species.
Yeah. You know, speaking of invasive species, PETA is out there telling us that, the stuff that PETA, you know, the animal rights group activists or whatever, they're telling us.
The ones that eat the tasty animals? The ones eating the tasty animals?
Well, they eat the tasty living stuff that we call vegetables. I think that was so funny, though, Steve.
You know, in the computer world, that before the people for the ethical treatment of animals, before they could get that website, someone snapped it up and made it the people eating tasty animals. I find that so hilarious.
And I don't, I didn't even know about that. I'll have to take a quick gander over there. PETA.com. Ta-da. We'll go there and see what happens. And here we go. We got a little bit. Animals are not yours. Well, people for the ethical treatment of animals, they're the pet advisors. Yeah. Well, PETA has it now. So people eating. Yeah. So, and they want to get rid of Punxsutawney Phil. That's the whole peg. They say that it's time to the technologically advanced society such as ours drops Phil in favor of an artificial intelligence algorithm and some kind of a robotic thing. Well, just wonder how that would work. Now, actually, I don't, because I don't even put a lot of faith into whatever, who's playing Phil right now. I guess Phil is. And so Phil's filling in for the old Phil that died. And how long does Phil last or live? You know, that's a really good question. But you know that movie, Groundhog's Day, Alan, kind of changed the little small town of Punxsutawney from a nothing, right, little tiny small thing, to a tourist destination type location. I really do think about our little hamlet or whatever the hell you want to call it out here in the Texas Hill Country, Fredericksburg. When I think of those guys over at Punxsutawney, you know, it seems, I wonder if they like it. You know, I'm sure it's probably a bit of a mixture. Like what we have a lot of people that really like the influx of people and the money and this and that, and I can get this super steak with, you know, corn laced with garlic and blah 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 blah. I don't know if you can get that there, but there's definitely a difference in a town once it gets popular for something or other.
Yeah, you know, in fact, around here in Fredericksburg, Steve, you'd probably be more likely to go into a restaurant and find like groundhog on the menu instead of something as pedestrian as beef or chicken. You know, there's nothing normal in this town anymore. You go into a restaurant and it's like, no, I want like a chicken fried steak, some mashed potatoes, and it's like, ooh, they look at you like, oh, you peasant.
Mm-hmm. It has to be something very weird. I had a strange day yesterday in Fredericksburg, and I don't know why some things just come to your attention. You know how you get a new car or a different car, and then all of a sudden you notice all the same kind of car that exists all around you. You're going, wow, there are a lot of them out there. Well, yesterday, doing my errands, I drove into town and I saw a limo. And I go, oh, yeah, winos, rich winos, you know, could be a wedding. Oh, wait, there's another limo. Wow. Are we getting to the scale of limos per minute, LPM, I thought? So am I going to see another limo coming up? Am I going to see them all the time? Because when I got here to Fredericksburg, it was kind of a crashed economy. Crashed by the market collapse of 2008. It was the mortgage crisis, what they call the GM bailout situation. We used to drive around town and we'd bet on how many, you know, who can get the most, what's it called, for sale signs per second. So you drive along and you go, for sale, one, two, three, for sale, two, three. For sale. So now I'm working on what I call limos per minute, but that wasn't actually true. I saw my next limo in about, and these are different limos. They look different, and I'm not just spotting the same one over and over again. But it was probably about 5 minutes later, so, you know, and then I didn't see one for the rest of the trip back. And, you know, where I live, I can see the highway, and I counted a couple more limos. So I figured we're only at the scale, Alan, and you'll be happy about this, is that we're at limos per hour. You know, I figured that we have a higher MPM, which is Mercedes per minute, and a pretty good PPS, which is a Porsches per second. There's a higher Porsche per second on the weekends when the Porsche people come out and want to drive around. So that's just a little
interesting. Yeah, well, you know, probably Steve, you know, on this new bypass, you know, around Fredericksburg, it's supposed to look like a super highway, you know, with 400 feet wide, you know, breakdown lanes. I mean, I'm sure they'll probably have a breakdown lane in this thing for the rich and beautiful, you know, so they can drive their limos and their Mercedes and their Porsches and not have to worry with the pedestrian people.
Wow, I wonder if they're going to have
and you know, something else, you mentioned, you know, about Hollywood, you know, and being involved with the Punxsutawney Phil thing, you know, and how wonder how they like it. You know, I've been thinking back, people have been talking about this, and I thought back to what I call the demise of Fredericksburg. And it's, you know, it wasn't Hollywood, but it was Nashville had something to do with that. And it was when that damn song, Luckenbach, Texas, came out. You know, Luckenbach used to be a nice, quaint little place out here. You know, it literally was a light bulb in the parking lot, a snack shack with sold beer also, and a dance hall. You know, and there was a restroom out there. But, and that dang song came out. Next time I went over there, there was guards with Doberman pinchers walking through the parking lots, you know, because all the people were just flooding in like flies, you know, flies to a fire. And that was really the beginning of the downfall of Fredericksburg. Then everyone noticed a quaint little town that was kind of next to Luckenbach. And that's when it all kind of started hitting. Everyone, oh, let's move there. It's, isn't it quaint and, you know, quiet and serene and peaceful? And they've moved here, and now it's nothing but a money-grubbing pit like the rest of the world's become.
I know. Everybody was telling me about 10, 11 years ago when I got here, you just got to go over to Luckenbach. And I said, really? What's this? Oh, it's just a tree with a picking circle, and they have a little general store. It's really neat. And so I go out there and pull in, and there's a parking thing with a little rope parking area, and I'm like, it looks like Disneyland. And then you walk down a path where you buy your tickets at the gate, and you know, okay. And then you get in, and there's a souvenir building where you can buy hats and scarves and this and that. And they go around to the bar, right? Go around to the bar, and wow, you can buy a beer for $7.50. I'm going, what? You know, it might have been $6. It was very expensive. I'm going, nah, this ain't where I want to be. Oh, no. We'll just go hang out over here and we'll watch this and that. And I'm like, $6? Oh, no. I'm an old timer, the girl says that, you know, I went with. And they said, well, the old timers, we get the discount rate. I get a beer for $1.50. I'm all, really? So you guys around, you know, before this got popular, you just really that much? And you're shafting me, but not if I ask you to go get a beer? What? Okay. So now I know why people still walk around here, the locals, you know, with their Luckenbach, Texas T-shirt and hat. And they love Luckenbach, and they know all those people throughout their life. And they get discounts on beer. They're part of the in crowd, and they get to play with the winos. Yeah.
Well, that used to be the in crowd. Now the in crowd's kind of switched around because the real old in crowd, you know, were the ones who only had $1.50 for a beer. They didn't have $6.50 for a craft brew, not a beer. So, things have changed again, once again, Steve. And I don't always consider change a good thing, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. Well, I had a neighbor several years back that ended up taking a job over at the Luckenbach, what do they call that? Place where they sell accessory stand, whatever. There's a room, and you buy a Luckenbach T-shirt. And I'll tell you this, they paid really good. That was, you know, amazing. And it's easy work, right? And when she got sick and was put into the hospital for several days, all the Luckenbachers took up a kitty, and they all, you know, helped out with, you know, some money for the time that she actually missed work. And I thought that was kind of nice, that there means that there's still a good spirit when they pay well. But the price of them beers and them T-shirts, they should have, I don't know, they have...
You know, it's kind of that point, Steve, where I guess they almost have to keep the local help kind of in their employ, because you can't afford to hire anyone that doesn't already have a house and lives here, because on the salaries they pay, you can't afford to pay the rent to live here almost.
Yeah, that's true. I think that's just a good strategy for anybody. You know, you pay them well, and you take care of them well. I think that's the way that it should be.
That used to be the way, you know. I mean, there used to be a saying, you know, that a happy employee was a good employee. You know, you keep your employee happy and liking where they come into work at, and they're going to be less, you know, less of a chance that they're going to rip you off because you're making all the money and they're doing all the work, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. There was some, you know, some loyalty, you know, on both sides, you know, that the employers liked their employees and, you know, were paying them as decent a wage as they could, and they weren't just reaping maximum profits and, you know, living in the big castles and mansions on the hilltops. So, yeah, things have gotten twisted, Steve.
Yeah, they have, and people have gotten mean, I've seen. You know, I've been watching this one property owner I know, and his renter. Right, so he has a renter, and they couldn't pay rent last month, and so, you know, he's like, "You're out of here!" Right,
off with their heads. Process.
Well, you know, you can't pay your rent. I mean, they're not a very good tenant, right? They've broken windows, and they're always screaming and fighting, and just like they're always late. I mean, there's a bunch of things that are going on there, but now that he's gone through the process, They're camping out until the legal system gave them X amount of days, and I don't know the whole story or all the details there. But meanwhile, they've already gone to court, and the judge has already said, "Hey, you got to be out of here by this date." So they're still camping there, breaking windows and pissing around, and who knows what the inside of the place looks like. What is that, ethically speaking, right? When you don't pay what you owe someone, and then you take liberties and destroy their property. And, you know, I was asking, so they're
once again, Steve, I see
all
that
your
as,
windows out.
I see that as a sign of, you know, if you don't really ever own anything, really don't ever get any respect for other people's property, because if you don't own anything, you know, you don't have the problem of someone busting up your property and not taking care of it, not respecting anything, even though, well, I'm paying my rent. It's like, well, yeah, but it's not really yours.
Right.
it's the society, you know, not that people just don't respect. We've lost respect and just common courtesy about, you know, not destroying someone else's property, things like that. It's become a very shallow world.
It is. It is. It's unfortunate. my dad liked to talk about how the pendulum always swings back, and I kind of go, well, I don't see that damn thing moving except the other direction, and maybe we're not on the downstroke, we're on the upstroke. Now, can't tell with the Trump thing, the Bernie Sanders thing. Crazy stuff going on. Hey, yeah, speaking of Bernie Sanders, right, fascinating story came through this week. Alan, have you heard this covered at all? Hang on. Fascinating story coming up next on Republic of Texas Radio. Happy Groundhog's Day. We'll be right back.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Hello. Hello, hello. These are not the droids you're looking for. Turn around, walk away. Now, that doesn't usually happen, but actually sometimes you can do that, you know. But that wasn't what I was talking about, Republic of Texas Radio. I was going to tell you a story, what I found really a fun story of the week, my fun story of the week. It happens that a Connecticut woman, and I know a lot of you probably have heard this story or a little bit about this story, but, you know, it's hard to find the details, and there's a lot of articles written about it, but you know, I'm going to try to do that. I'm not going to give her name because I don't really care that much. So this chick from Connecticut gets a job down in Florida, and she flies down there and she stays at one of those fancy weekly stay hotels that, you know, you have a kitchen and dining room and all that other stuff. Well, for some reason, she just, you have breakfast and you have happy hour at them and stuff like there. And I forget what chain it was, and probably on purpose. I don't really care. And she, one day, I guess, you know, before her job is an opera singer. So she's an opera singer. And so she's down there ready to go through opera land. And then she drives to a beach and gets on top of a SUV she'd rented and starts dancing. And that attracts a lot of attention. So the cops come and she jumps off the hood and she gets into the vehicle. And the cops go over there, knocky, knocky. And what does she do? She fusses with the dash. Then she turns the vehicle on and then, starts to go backwards. So Officer Knocky Knocky breaks the window. But that didn't stop her, right? She reversed out. And she takes off. And she hits the freeway, and Officer Knocky Knocky's, following her. I'm a cop. I'm going to get her, Knocky Knocky. And, she gets ahead of him because the cop, I guess, backed off because she was driving so erratically that people are going, whoa, I'm going to kill somebody with my driving. So the cops are told to back off. I don't know what the cops are told, but he backed off. That's what happened. Well, she takes the off-ramp to Trump's little golf course / whatever the hell it is, Mar-a-Lago. And she proceeds to, at a fast pace from what I gather, drive through the barricades. And there were Secret Service men and some sheriffs out there. And, she crashes two of the barricades. And during that, procedure that she did, they shot up the SUV. Bang, 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 bang. I don't know how many shots. It's kind of, that's up in the air. We don't know too much because some people, they said it looked like Swiss cheese. Some people said it had a few bullet holes in it. Right. So whatever. So she gets through two barricades at Mar-a-Lago, somehow gets out of Mar-a-Lago. Not too clear of how that happened. Did she turn around and go out the way she came in? She break through another, I don't know. Right? Are we going to ever know? Probably not. Maybe there would be a movie. I don't know. Dancing on Cars for Mar-a-Lago. Maybe that could be the name of the movie. I don't know. So she leaves, and they lose her. Right? So she's just like gone. Where did this crazy woman that was dancing on the hood of her car go? And, they couldn't find her. She gets caught on a license plate reader. I believe it was over at the airport. And so all of a sudden they know that the license plate reader is has gone off, and get to the airport or get to that location because now we've got it. We've got our suspect. They didn't know who it was. They had no idea it was an innocent opera singer. So she picks up her mom from the airport and drives back to her hotel where the cops come, found the car, and went and arrested them both. Isn't that fun? Well, it turns out that, she's a soprano, right? And she's a very intelligent person, and that's very unlike her, say, her friends and neighbors. She's a really sweet girl. And, Officer Knocky Knocky's superior, right, goes, nothing to see here, folks. Go away. This is not a terrorist event. Now, I wonder about that whole thing. And you ever see one of those little circular things that, what do they call them? A color chart? You kind of dial it. One thing, red plus blue equals green, right? Is there something like that, right? Is there really something like that for terrorism? Because what we've got here is an opera singer, white girl equals not a terrorist. How do they know she's not a terrorist? I don't know. That seems pretty terroristic. I'm pretty afraid of opera singers at this point. And, what's with all this crap? They also treat her a little bit differently as per she's been in jail for several days, and yesterday was supposed to be the arraignment, the time where you get in front of the judge and he says, bad girl, you in trouble. They're charging her with attempted, hurting a cop, right? It's like, she did a whole hell of a lot of stuff, right? The only thing you care about is her hitting a cop or a Secret Service person? I was like, this chick is like off the hook. Well, not in their world. Okay, sounds like the break. Here we go again, folks. Another round of Republic of Texas Radio.
You're tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
So here we fight.
We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. We're just talking about the, you know, Mar-a-Lago opera singer. I don't know how she's going to be noted in history as, but she is being called not a terrorist. And we're looking at her as being, you know, crazy. She was supposed to be arraigned yesterday, and she decided she didn't want to go. And so they rescheduled for Monday. How does that work, by the way? You know, the person says, I don't want to go see the judge. They go, okay, that's fine. Just, well, here, sit there, and we'll catch you on Monday. How's that? They're thinking that she's wacko, and that might be true. I don't know. What do you think, Alan? That's just stupid or
well, like I said, on the break, it just amazes me. So, like I said, after she crashed through all these barricades, that she disappears, they can't find her, and then she drives around Miami, goes to the airport, picks her mom up, and her mom doesn't say, gee, honey, what are all the bullet holes in the car for? You know, I mean,
quick,
what?
Get
the,
in.
Is this a world we live in that no one's going to question something like that? I mean,
I don't know. Maybe they did question it. I really don't know. And I don't know if you're ever going to find out, you know. Just Mar-a-Lago, man. What happens in Mar-a-Lago happens in Mar-a-Lago. What do you think? So, crazy stuff is happening all over the place. Hey, yeah. Alan, let's During the break, folks, we were talking about a little something-something that Alan found in the paper. Alan, why don't you tell them about that, and let's bounce that direction for a bit.
Like I said, you know, I read the paper, and I realized when the paper changed hands and all the programming in the paper changed to real programming. And it always has an article on, you know, generally on the city council, you know, and what they in the business they've done at the last meeting and everything. And then at the end of the article, it always has other business. And it's kind of small type, you know, kind of an afterthought. But, you know, this is where most of the juicy stuff really comes out that they try to sneak in on us. It's like here, one of the things that they have is City Council also approved a resolution establishing the city's participation in the Property Assessed Clean Energy Program. They call it the PACE program. And then two or three little articles down, it says, oh, also approved a PACE program interlocal agreement with the Alamo Area Council of Governments and the City of Fredericksburg. Now, folks, the Alamo Area Council of Governments is one of these non-elected governing boards that I guess everyone from all the cities and stuff or little duchies around here, you know, sends a representative to or a representative is appointed to. I'm not sure exactly how that process works. But it's one of the things that are working for our betterment, becoming a Borg, I guess.
Yeah, I did a quick search on this thing they called Property Assessed Clean Energy, and there is some stuff out there on it, and it's a little bit new. I found this one little blurb that might help us understand a little bit more. let me read this. Property Assessed Clean Energy helps home and business owners finance energy efficiently and renewable energy projects for their properties. PACE, which is the acronym, is a voluntary program in which a home or business owner will receive financing from a local government to cover the upfront cost of qualified energy improvements. And in exchange, will repay the upfront cost through a special assessment on their property tax over a period of years or decades. The financing is secured with a lien on the property. This means that in the event of a foreclosure, the financing must be repaid for other claims against the property. The repayment obligation also remains with the property. So if a solar customer sells their home, the new owners would simply take responsibility for the remaining payment as well as ownership of the of the solar array. So it's for, like, I guess it's a solar panel thing. You know, it's another one of those scams to try to take, and you're going to hide the, I mean, it's another scam, right? You know, it's
a way to basically make your property worthless, kind of like these wildlife easements and everything that they have around here. Oh, get a wildlife easement. You don't have to have your agricultural exemption and yada, yada. But it just is a lifetime, forever contract that says that you cannot do anything on your property, that you can't cut a blade of grass unless you contact the local board, and the board says it's okay for you to cut that blade of grass because we got to keep it wildlife natural corridor. And you can't do what you want on your property once you have a wildlife easement. And it's in perpetuity. So your property loses actual value because who's going to buy a piece of property that they can't, you know, they spend a whole lot of money buying property out here and then they move on to it and they can't do anything? This is like what Nancy Battle, a name that comes up periodically, found out in Colorado. You know, she was a real estate broker out there. And when she found, and her, she said, me and my husband, you know, we bought a piece of property. And, you know, we're going to, you know, up in the mountains, we're going to move into it and build our dream home. And they went up there and started clearing a pad and, you know, getting everything ready. And a guy from the government came by and said, oh, no, you can't do that. You have to replace that and make it look like it was all natural. You can only build right down here, you know, down here in this hole in the ground where you can't see across the mountains and everything else. And she's like, but it's our property. And then she had got the realization, and she was almost in tears when she told me this. She said, all those years, you know, I was making good money, but I really thought I was helping people, you know, buy their dream property where they could build their house and retire and, you know, live life how they wanted to. And she looked at me, she goes, "It's all a lie, Alan. We don't own anything." And she was almost in tears. And I said, "Yeah, welcome to the club, Nancy."
Yeah, it's terrible. I don't know if, I don't know. We'll see where this goes. But at this point, I think that anybody that decides that they want to, I understand solar as far as being an off-grid solution for electricity and to get away from an electrical bill, meaning upfront buy your panels, buy your storage medium, whatever you decide, lead acid, nickel iron, cobalt batteries, I don't care. That's solar. These backfeeding systems that they have been selling to people, the scams. There was just a scam artist in California that went to jail, one of Obama's well-loved ones, just a week, 2 weeks ago, you know, where they sat there and walked around house to house going, "Hey, man, you want some solar panels here? The government's giving them away for free." Sign the paperwork, and then all of a sudden they're like, "Oh, shoot, these guys aren't even delivered." And I just took out, I don't know, it was a big scam. So there's always these scams that go on. So now, out here in the hill country, we're going to have the environment that is ripe for the scam, right? Because the homeowner can now find an installer and say, "Hey, I want to put in $100,000 worth of solar panels," right? They'll backfeed the grid, right? So during the daytime,
and there you go, Steve.
Energy.
There you go, Steve. But this is going to be involved. This will not be involved. I guarantee these payments. You can't get a discount on this stuff if you're going completely off grid. You have to be tied to the grid to get this program. I can guarantee
right. You
probably.
Sure.
So you're not really getting free. I mean, because the power companies are not going to let that happen. They've got they're called power companies. I mean, think about it,
Alan. You know? All scams have multiple angles to them, right? Mm-hmm. This one's very, very nice. Because the Alamo Area Council of Governors, or, you know, the ACOG, as they're called here in Texas, right, is a loose affiliation of, and they claim it's loose, but it's things like this that hurt us all, because this came into the ACOG, the ACOG, and they told all the guys here from Fredericksburg about it. They go, "Oh, that sounds like a neat idea. It's a clean energy plan that involves the property assessment group. Yeah, let's do it. Yay, we're clean, we're green." But it's really, they just sowed the environment for fraud, right? So lots of people will be going out saying, "Hey, come on, freaking want solar? Look, you don't have the money? Look, here. Just sign here, and then we'll take money from the city, and then you can pay it back over the life of the solar equipment." Right? So it's just a dollar a day over the next 10 years. You know, you can have those solar panels too. And usually they have some kind of a little twist of, well, you know, when the solar panels make money, you sell it back to the solar power, so you end up paying almost nothing for the power, if something pennies per minute. I don't know. Big lies, and wow, good old governments. They've got
that associations that are involved in this process are little organizations like the one that I almost hate to even speak out of my mouth, the American Planning Association, because folks, back when Steve come over and he tells me about this American Planning Association thing, and look what I pulled this off their website. Look at this. What do you think about this, Alan? And I looked at it and I was like, you've got to be freaking kidding me. You've got to be freaking kidding me. That's when I really started finding out and started realizing how in trouble we are, folks. When you start reading this stuff, and this American Planning Association is one of those groups that, like, your city employees, your county employees, your state employees, they all have to go to, like, these continuing ed classes, you know, to find out how to, you know, serve the taxpayers better. And you go to and you look at what they're being trained and how they're being Delphi'd. Everything nowadays, folks, once you know the Delphi technique, you look at what governments are doing, and everything is Delphi. It's like in the paper. It's like, oh, city is looking for feedback, you know, on the proposed relief route. You know, we want citizen feedback. And you go into these groups, and they split you up into little groups, and you have a little sub-project, and you decide what you're going to present to the group, and you bring it back to the big group, and you present it. And they say, oh, that's good over there, Jimmy. Oh, that's a good one over there, too, Janie. You know, but we're going to go with this one here. Don't we all think that this is the best one? Oh, well, yeah, that's great, you know. And it's the one that they had planned in the first place, and they make you think that you had something to do with the input on it. And you don't, and it's just all a mind screw.
Yeah, that's the world about you. And, you know, I see the American Planning Association. The weird thing, you have to go to planning.org to actually finalize. APA is not...
it might as well be the APA
URL.
Because they're screwing with your mind. It might as well be the APA. The American Psychological Association.
Hey, you know, I guess that's as good a time as any to keep it local and switch subjects to something similar. Yeah, the Planning Association, I see it as a model, Alan, in how they use their planners and manipulate people at the ground level. Right, they come in and whisper into the city council's ear, the county commissioner's ear. They hand them memos and, you know, and things. There's a group that we were talking about. It's probably 2019, 2018. It's called the Dark Skies Initiative. And I don't know if folks out there remember the Dark Skies. They're a very interesting lot. And let's go over what Dark Skies is again. There are a whole bunch of, well, astronomers or private novices or just people, right? And this is a really testy subject because the fact is we all like the stars. I get that. I totally heard about this and I said, wow. Well, on one hand, I like it, and on one hand, no. Because the Dark Skies Initiative, it starts out really neat. And here in the Texas Hill Country, it starts out by, I moves to Fredericksburg or to Gillespie County, outside of Fredericksburg, and puts up an observatory so he can look at the stars. And then he goes...
A real observatory, hey. Folks. Not just a telescope, you know, poking out your bedroom window. A real freaking observatory. So he's just one of them local good old boys, right?
He's just a nice man with an observatory and a hell of a lot of money, right? But he can't see his stars. So he goes on and he tries to figure out a way to fix it. And so he knocks on a few doors, talks to a few people and says, hey... You know, the sky around here is getting brighter. And, you know, the neighbor down the way, he has a light and it's, you know, on. I want him to turn it off. And he don't want to turn it off. And we need to start addressing this in the long term. So somehow he knows about this. And it's probably in the astronomer's world, you know, the world of people that stare at stars for a living. Right, it's called the Dark Skies Initiative, and it's put together by, you know, I guess it's about a little over a half. I don't know the roots of it. You take a look at their about in the about thing. It looks like there's, you know, 6 to 12 different individuals that are the dark sky people, and they're working on the propaganda to get this pushed through because, well, they want to control their neighbors' lights. And they want to control their own. Well, I don't know. So they claim that the light placement and the type of lights that you use need to be regulated. And they need to be governed, right? Well, they'll actually probably argue with me on that over at their website at darksky.org. You can read about it a little bit themselves. They do say something that's true. It's better to go talk to your neighbor about your lighting problem and try to work it out first before you, you know, go the other direction. That's just that sounds just right. But if your neighbor says, go sit on a stick, well, sorry, you've got to sit on, no, you don't have to sit on a stick, but really that's your neighbor's stuff. If you decide to go the alternate route, then, yeah, that might be bad. Darkskies.org will also help you out with ordinances. So they've got a bunch of ordinances that you can push through to help you eliminate your, well, what, light nuisance? They got neat little things, and that's the break. They got glare, the excessive brightness that's caused visual discomfort. And they've got some other ones. Hang on, Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So here we fight all through the night, going at it now, it's tooth and nail, and it's time for me to set my sails. Once we agree, set us
1, 2, 3. Earth to, well, earth to earth. I don't know. Somebody's got to be talking to somebody because somebody's talking to somebody. We're talking to Dark Skies, and they want to be talking to you about shutting out and shutting down your neighbor's lights. You know, how did we get to this point? What is the point? What's the problem with bots and people around with lights? Here's the problem with the Dark Skies. You know, Alan was talking about this on the break, you know, at least his watching our little town called Fredericksburg turn into this strange little environment. They claim the problems are, well, I mean, we got to call it. We're going to go to the phones here in a second. They classify the different little types of light pollution, right, as one, glare, excessive brightness that causes visual discomfort. What the heck is that mean, Alan? When you want to tell me, you know, staring into a light causes discomfort, can't you turn away?
I'm a real rich guy. I've got my own observatory, and all you peasants and peons out there are ruining the night sky for me in my beautiful, wonderful, expensive telescope.
Okay, so that's a catch bucket that's used for, I want to keep my chair pointed this way, and that light is in my way, and it hurts my eyes. Okay, got it. Sky glow. Brightening of the night sky over inhabited areas. Okay, so that's the word, sky glow. That's when a city has that big old aura around it, you know, and then whatever gets an old lighter up above, so it's great. Now we got a word for it. Remember that, folks, sky glow. Next comes one of my favorite ones. You know, it's called light trespass. Dun, dun, dun. Hey, your photon is on my side of the property. Light falling where it's not intended or needed. Oh, man, your photon is over there on my driveway, and I don't need it there. Right? So now we know how to complain to our neighbor. You are participating in light trespass. Your photons are on my ground. Okay. And then this is a new one, Alan. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't remember this from the past. They call it clutter, right? Bright, confusing, and excessive groupings of light sources. Clutter. That's clutter, folks. Let me read it again. Right?
So included along in this. Steve, included in this, Alan? Would this be like the rich people living in the gated communities with their tennis courts and everything else that blare lights at night? Would they be talking about those? Surely not, because, well, we're not going to say anything against the rich people moving here. It's just for the peons who have a light out there next to their barn that they forget to shut off. That's what'll be penalized, if anything.
Right, because, you know, your lights for your tennis court and your lights for your, you know, security system. That's not confusing. Right, that's not excessive because it's used for security, but yeah, I guess I'd fall for the thing because we have a front door light that's one color, and then we've got little obscure lights here and there, and that's going to be very confusing to the rich people, and well, they're really not that bright compared to my neighbors. Lights whose photons occupied my property. Hang on for the break, folks, and Sherry in Kansas, we'll get you after the break. Republic of Texas Radio.
Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.